Jessica, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. We are starting off talking about the issue of New Mexico K through 12 public schools being closed for the next 3 weeks. Now, this has caused some concern on nutritional services for students and their families. But you have an update on what Alamogordo public schools are doing.
Correct. So beginning today through the entire closure period, parents can actually get grab-and-go meals to help feed their children. So what will be in those grab-and-go meals is the snack, the lunch, and then a breakfast for the next morning. So those meals can be picked up curbside at all school sites between noon and 1 p.m. And for students who normally ride the bus, those meal packs are expected to be delivered to the designated bus stops. Now, if your child has a designated bus stop, you can go there and expect to find that meal being ready to deliver. Also important to note is that beginning on Tuesday, that's March 17th, instructional materials for elementary students are also going to be handed out during that same period with the meals. So parents, keep an eye out for instructional materials if you've got a student in elementary school.
Okay, now we also have news, the Otero County manager making some moves in regards to possibly remote working from home for some employees in the county.
Correct. So one of the biggest questions was, if our kids are out of school, how do we manage childcare? So the Otero County Commission empowered the county manager, Pamela Heltner, to authorize administrative leave on a case-to-case basis for those employees who couldn't find childcare after the closure of the public schools. Now, that also extends to, if you've got a child at home and you can work remotely, please do so. One of the items that we're talking significantly about in coronavirus is how to, you know, social distance. So anytime somebody can manage their work from a remote area or remotely from home, they should do so.
Okay, now Holloman Air Force Base has also taken some steps to prevent the spread of coronavirus and address this issue. What do you know about that?
So the 49th Wing Commander, Colonel Joseph Campo, has said that as a preventive response to the COVID-19 situation, that Holloman Air Force Base has gone into a health protection condition alpha. That's basically just a level up to ensure that those who are working, all of our servicemen and women, and those coming on and off the base, are enacting personal safety measures to keep from becoming infected. So HPCON alpha is the first step from a normal base level. This says that there's a potential health risk, and we want to be able to act preemptively and precautionary and put precautionary measures in place just in case. So they'll be operating under that until further notice.
Okay, Jessica, thank you so much for the update this week, and we will talk to you next week.
I look forward to it. Have a good one.